As promised, two views of the planet Mars this week. The NASA Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution Mission, otherwise known as MAVEN, is now circling around in the 35-hour loop of Mars's orbit, trying to detect what might have happened to Mars' once rich atmosphere. And tonight, India's Mars Orbiter Mission, or MOM, will also join the party around Mars. It means more data for Bruce Jakovsky, who's principal investigator for the NASA mission and professor of planetary science at the University of Colorado Boulder and a longtime observer of Mars. Professor, welcome.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.
So more orbiters just means more data. You're just happy to look at any data coming from Mars, Indian, Chinese, American, whatever.
Absolutely. Science doesn't know the boundaries between countries, and we're excited for all of the missions, all of the data we're going to get.
You know, it's a great sentiment on this day where bombing is taking place around the world in very near Earth orbit. But thinking about Mars, what is the atmosphere and the mystery about the atmosphere, and how can the MAVEN orbiter help to solve it?
The climate on Mars today is a very cold and dry climate. It's one that wouldn't allow liquid water to be stable. If you put water there, it would evaporate or freeze very quickly. Despite that, we see a lot of geological evidence that ancient Mars did have liquid water flowing over it. So why was the temperature warmer back then, and what happened to the atmosphere to change it? MAVEN is all about trying to understand where the water went, where the CO2 that must have created an early thick greenhouse atmosphere went, and we're going to learn about that by studying the top of the atmosphere. We think there's a lot of evidence that a lot of the gas from the atmosphere was lost to space. And we're going to look at the processes by which that can happen and infer how much gas has been removed.
So the logic is, if there's evidence of water on the surface, there must have been some kind of atmosphere to help hold it there and prevent it from evaporating. What scenarios might have dragged the atmosphere away?
Well, we think that, first, you've got it absolutely right in terms of what we think happened. And we think that the solar wind and high-energy sunlight in the ultraviolet was able to strip away the atmosphere. The early sun was much more intense, and we think that the atmosphere would have been thicker back then, maybe 4 billion years ago, and that the solar wind could have dragged it away. We can't go back in time and look at what happened 4 billion years ago, but we can see how the solar wind interacts with the top of the atmosphere today and learn about how those processes operate.
Is there a lesson possibly for planet Earth here in the sense that if the Martian atmosphere reached some kind of, I hate to use this term, tipping point, it could then be subject to the forces of the solar wind and that our atmosphere may be on some sort of trajectory to reach the same kind of vulnerability?
There's a big difference between the Earth and Mars atmosphere in this case, and that is that Earth has a global magnetic field. And what that does is it keeps the solar wind from hitting the atmosphere directly. So Earth is protected. Mars today doesn't have a magnetic field, so it's vulnerable. We think that in its earliest history, Mars might have had one, and that the turn off of that magnetic field allowed the turn on of the solar wind stripping. However, by looking at how these processes operate at Mars, that does help us to understand how the sun and the solar wind interact with the Earth environment, because we're seeing the same processes operate in a different environment.
Wow, that is outrageous. The more we learn about Mars, the more we learn just how fragile and special the conditions of our Earth atmosphere is.
Well, you've hit it exactly. What we're trying to do is learn about the history of the climate on Mars, but really what we're learning about is what controls the habitability of a planet. Why did Mars go from a planet that had liquid water that may have been able to sustain life to one that can't? And we can apply this to understanding planets elsewhere and what the distribution of the habitability of the galaxy might be.
Well, Bruce, thanks so much. Bruce Jakovsky is principal investigator for the MAVEN Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution Mission. Boy, I said that well. That's the MAVEN mission that's orbiting around Mars even as we speak. He's professor at the University of Colorado in Boulder. Bruce, thanks so much.
Thank you.